Hey guys, we got something new for you today. This podcast is going to be something new. We're going to do every Friday. It's called Just Do It. It's opportunities in the marketplace and really cutting out all the excuses so you can get started with your rental business. Good. Welcome to the Rental Boys Podcast. Your host here, Xavier Kelly, and my partner.
What's up, guys? Eddie Salceda.
In our podcast, we talk about tips and tricks to help you along in your party rental business. Me and Eddie currently run a party rental business in the DFW area, and this podcast is really built for those who are trying to get started and grow in the industry.
Three of the best purchases we've made to grow and protect our rental business. Number one, rental, a rental platform that works as your website to manage your business. Number two, we have A to B, gas cards for your employees to manage fleet expenses. We've been swiping ever since 2020. Number three is going to be Next Insurance, business insurance that has saved us tens of thousands of dollars. We have been protected ever since 2019. Check out the show's notes and sign up through the links. It costs you nothing to sign up for rental and A to B. Insurance quotes are free from Next Insurance. Doing this helps the podcast grow. Thank you all for your support and love. All right, so on our very first podcast on the Just Do It series, me and Xavier were talking, and this is actually something that me and him are really interested in, and we've been going over kind of what it's going to take to kind of get this thing rolling with our company. But we're really highly thinking about getting into these marquee letters. For the price on these bad boys, that we've been doing a little research, it's pretty quick. So if you can find them cheaper, let us know. But what we've been finding is a lot of the 3-foot letters, which right now they're looking around like $235 each. 4-foot letters, about $380. So for some of y'all that don't know what these are, so basically at the parties, they'll have these huge letters that'll say, marry me, or, you know, baby, or
that's a movie, I think.
Jeff Lopez. Yeah. So they have all these cool little things where they'll say names or happy 50th birthday, or, you know, pretty much anything and everything that they want to kind of have everybody's vocal points, and, you know, these big white letters that light up at night. So yeah, that's what basically we're looking into getting into, the rental. We've been looking around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They're looking around $50, you know, to $55 per letter. And also they have bases, which they charge per base. It's basically $10 per base per letter. Another thing that we have seen, I think in a couple of websites, I mean, Xavier were kind of poking around. We've seen them have like I just mentioned, they'll have like baby and stuff like that already preset, and they'll give you a certain price for that. So
I think also it's like $200 baby love.
Yeah,
and they'll $50 a piece, and you just choose which one you want to. And I think some of them allows you to customize it, but like if you're just starting out, I think me and Eddie was saying like the best way to go about it, we were thinking about getting baby love and like maybe Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah, for like weddings and stuff like that.
And I think how much would that be? $50 a letter. That's 5 letters and 8 letters. It's not really that 13. So. So with 235, what was that? So basically you can get 3 sets of letters for less than $3,000, so around like $2,000 or some change, something like that. You still get charged a delivery fee if they want it like a certain amount of days before. I'm pretty sure you add some fee onto that as well. It can be something easy to start. You can easily put this up on Facebook, Craigslist, or any of those places right there to rent, and you can get started, and this can be something you can make money on the weekend. Like having 3 sets to get you to make, you know, you have Friday night, Saturday night, and then if you do something Sunday, you have a possibility of 2 to 3 days each week for 3 sets. So that's $120 to $1,800 a week that you can make. And you know what? You can do this all on the side, and you just got to go to 3 places each week, go there, pick it up, and come back. I think you might have to go pick it back up the same day at the end of the day. What do you think?
Yeah, most likely, because I think for the most part, I see, like, you know, when we used to go out to venues and stuff like that, I see these things all the time. Actually, talk about it. Last night when me and you went to go look at that one, I think I saw like some of these white letters, and I think that's probably why it's so fresh in our mind. Because, you know, obviously customers are buying this and they're not having a problem with, because that was a huge, I don't know this person's last name, but that thing was huge. It was probably like 20 letters. So I was just doing the math and I was like, man, you know, obviously they're not running away from the price. So, you know, we want to kind of get those customers in our books as well.
Yeah. I feel like you can do this. Like, even like if you just have like a SUV or something like that. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. Like for the most part, like if four letters easily fit an SUV. These things aren't like extremely heavy or anything like that. I mean, I'm looking at it. I actually lift up one. It's probably like, you know, 15 pounds, you know, 25 if that. Depending on the material that it's made out of. But yeah, they're not heavy at all either. So, you know, if you know you're not prone to lifting heavy stuff, this will be perfect for you. And also, like, you can even like rent like a U-Haul trailer and like slap those bad boys in there, you know.
Just add it to your cost. I think trailers only, the small one's like $19.
Yeah, like $19. You can't beat that. That's for a whole day. So you can drop it off one day and then pick it up that night.
Yeah. You drop, meaning you can do, if you have multiple sets, you can do that multiple times a day and then you can bring them out. It'd be pretty good. I think, what is that, like $200? I mean, $2,000. You buy three sets. Say, buy three sets of Baby or something like that, or Baby Love and something else. And then you go out and you sign up for our partners and get a link on there so you can pitch your website so you can start renting immediately. I mean, it's pretty easy. I think to sign us up and start posting on Facebook, Marketplace. You might have to tweak stuff. I know Eddie, he's more mastermind on that stuff, crafting stuff. He sold so much stuff through there. It's almost crazy what he's selling through there. And then also too, going in there, you know, AdWords, selling stuff on Facebook ads. You can make a pretty legit business out of here. And really good profits, because the only profit would be whatever your advertising costs, if you pay someone to do it, and your gas. Other than that, you know, I'm pretty sure most people have enough room to store this in their garage. I don't think you need to have a huge warehouse at the beginning with this right here. Yeah. And would you even allow people to pick this up?
I wouldn't, just because I think with our experience, I'm not saying all people are bad at pickup items. Some of them just don't understand, like, you know, the sensitivity or some of these things. Like, I've seen many different types. There's some that are made out of plywood, some that are made out of what's that plastic,
modified wood, I don't know, MWV.
There's a wide variety of different types, and some are even made out of like metal sheets. It just depends on like the materials and like also like, you know, the strength of everything. I wouldn't leave it open for customers to pick it up, because also if you're just starting off, if that customer isn't returning on the time they're supposed to, and then you have a party going out that night, and then now you're in a bad situation. So I would, they steal it. There you go. That's another thing. It has happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is super easy to start up. I think if you just stick with the basics and grow the thing, this thing can grow really fast. Like, I see the potential, man. I think that's something we're gonna get in here pretty soon.
And you can order all the things from Estee. They actually, if you're pretty handy, I seen that they have like a diagram, like $16 or $19, that you can make these yourself if you wanna do that. I don't think we're gonna be doing that. We're just gonna be ordering from there. And then one thing we did notice is that the 4 foot ones are really big.
I think they're huge.
They're huge. You don't need to get a 4 foot, get the 3 foot ones.
Yeah.
And in there, and they cost like almost half as much too, and you're still going to get the same
materials. Yeah,
less materials, probably less room for it to break. So it's pretty good. It's a good opportunity. As we said before, this podcast right here, we think this is going to be stuff that really help this to give you opportunities, so you can be able to do these and start these on a weekend on your side gig, and you can build these into bigger businesses. I know Eddie's saying we're going to be starting this, so we'll tell you more about how we go through the process and going through it. Any closing thoughts, Eddie?
Nope, just get out there and just do it. And take a peek at our affiliate, the links in the bottom, and just check them out. There are a lot of good stuff out there for y'all guys to get started. And trust me, it'll really help you out, get at a fast pace of growth.
Yeah. If you need any help or anything like that, please reach out to us. You can look at our emails and get our information down in the show notes. We'll make sure you get taken care of. We'll help you with anything you need help with. If you have any questions or anything as well. Other than that, thank you guys for listening in, and we'll see you in the next one.
And just do it.
Just do it. No excuses. Thank you guys for listening to the Rental Boys podcast. If you haven't already, please drop a review for us. You know, we would love to hear from you. And I think somewhere on here you can leave messages, you know, hit that up too as well, and subscribe and come back for more. We'll see you guys in the next episode.